When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Second date update.
Oh. Wait a minute.
It's extremely rare in the dating world.
What the heck?
And normally only the best of the best can pull this off. I'm talking about the elusive insta-date, where you meet someone out and then immediately turn that into a date night without even handing them your credit card.
What?
Jeff.
Very rare.
Jeff.
And apparently that happened for one of our listeners, Derek, where like Rumpelstiltskin, he took a piece of straw and spun it into date night gold.
That's
right
creepy.
There.
So, that's a good point, Alexis.
Yeah, leave the hair alone.
Rumpel Derek Skin, welcome to the show, my man.
That doesn't even sound good.
How you guys doing?
Has anyone ever called you Derek Skin before?
I don't know.
It's Rumpel Derek Skin.
Oh, sorry.
Nobody's ever called me Derek Skin, and hopefully nobody ever does again.
It's hard to not picture you with, like, spindly fingers.
Yeah,
and
you're like a troll, bro.
It's not a good image.
Bad
hair. You know what? I'm going to take the blame on that. Derek, that was my bad. From now on, we'll just call you Derek, okay?
I appreciate it.
You're not a troll under a bridge.
Yeah, I'm curious where you met this person.
Yeah, tell us about, first, what's her name?
Her name is Emmy.
Okay.
And I met her at this pretty popular steakhouse. I mean, and when I say popular, it's really hard to get a table.
Wait, how do you meet someone at a steakhouse? Like, whenever you go to a steakhouse, you're with someone already, whether it be a friend. Or, like,
and it's usually low lit.
It's not a meeting place.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Fair enough. I met her in the bar area, specifically.
Okay. You're in the bar. Okay.
That's like the people who are waiting, hoping to get a table.
Or there's somebody traveling for work, you know?
I have all this money, and all I want is just a filet mignon.
Yeah.
Easy pickings, usually.
There you go.
So,
how did it go with Emmy?
I saw that she was by herself, and I approached her, and I was trying to talk to her, trying to spit some game, and noticed she kept on looking at her phone.
So your game wasn't being very effective.
The game wasn't gaming.
Well, I said, are you waiting on a guy to meet you? And she goes, no, I'm waiting for my friend.
Okay.
Dude, you always have the one friend that's chronically late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lily, if you're listening to this show right now.
Calling out Lily.
Okay. She said she was waiting for a friend.
Yeah, I mean, her friend wasn't just late. Her friend's a nurse, and she got called in for a shift.
Oh.
So she had to ditch.
Getting set up by a friend hurts worse.
Okay, she went to the hospital to work.
She could have not gone to the hospital.
Yeah.
She could have chosen friendship.
When are people going to start saving themselves at
hospital? I mean, the power of friendship always prevails.
Honestly, it feels like the universe is giving you this opportunity then, right? Is that how you saw it?
That, absolutely. And I was like, well, how about you and me have dinner then?
That's cute.
That's pretty smooth. What'd she say?
Game's back on. And she was hesitant. And she said, sorry, I don't know you. And I was like, you do. And we've talked for almost 4 minutes. I'm practically your brother.
Brother? Why'd you go with the sibling?
Yeah, maybe not brother is a good line, but still.
Would have worked on someone like Brooke, but
I actually didn't see anything wrong with
it. Yeah, so, okay. That's kind of funny, flirtatious. How did she react to that?
She laughed.
Good.
She liked it. Yeah, okay. She laughed.
And well, and she's in such a position, she can't say, oh, I'm sorry, I already had plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. She's like vulnerable.
I mean, to give you a whole story here, she laughs, and then she says, all right, we can eat, but let me get the table.
Oh, you guys got a table. You need to stay at the bar. That's a good sign.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. And I didn't understand why, but I was like, okay, sure. And they came back and gave us this incredible table, like, right in the center of the restaurant.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Prime. She really
Dude,
does
she's
have the
steakhouse
hookup.
Royal team.
Yeah.
The T-Bone Queen of the Month.
That's right.
Yeah. But wait, there's more. Cocktails already there at the table.
Oh.
And
what?
The waiter's like, hey, drinks are compliments of the house.
Whoa.
And I was like, who are you? How did you do this? I can never get an instant table here, let alone free drinks. What
right.
is happening?
Yeah, that's
Did
crazy.
She have an explanation?
She shrugs, and I quote, it's just pretty privilege.
Pretty privilege. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brooke, does that happen to you all the time when you go to the steakhouses?
You should look at Brooke's face right now. Brooke looks like Popeye the Sailor Man right now with her expression.
Honestly, never happened to me.
No?
The only time it happens is if I'm with a friend who, like, works in the industry or
That's
something.
That's like, we're here with all girls, not with a guy.
Yeah.
Why do they care if you're already on a date?
That makes sense why she was like, hold on, let me do this.
Yeah.
So maybe they didn't know he was going to bring the guy.
Okay,
yeah,
because right.
if you're with a guy, you're not getting free stuff. They drag
it's
you
a
down.
Steakhouse.
Don't go to Vegas with men.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, I agree with that. But it's not Vegas. This is a steakhouse.
But
you know?
Just in general, totally.
That must have made you feel kind of good, right?
Well, yeah, without question. I mean, I look, I was on cloud nine already when she said, yes, I will have dinner with you.
Yeah. Yeah. She's obviously beautiful.
Was the rest of the night just as magical?
Well, we talked for about an hour, had some excellent food,
mm-hmm.
and then she said she had to go.
Okay.
And we hugged and said, you know, we should meet up again. And that's why I'm calling you guys. I know maybe she didn't see it as romantic. I mean, I realize that.
I was going to ask, was there any, like, romance that happened during dinner, or did it feel more like a friendly, just casual?
I mean, honestly, like, it's one of those things where it's like, am I telling myself that there was some eye contact and some flirting and what have you?
You could be making it up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do that a lot. I'm like, dude, this girl, she's so into me.
Okay.
And they're not.
And how
yeah,
long?
I mean, look, I wanted to move to that area of romance, but it's been about 2 weeks, and I haven't been able to reach her.
At all.
Oh. And, okay. But you have like, texted.
Yeah, but she did tell me she travels a lot, so maybe that's part of what's going on. I'm not
she
sure.
She sounds like a woman that's in high demand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So she's pretty. She's successful.
Oh, yeah. I hope she answers our call.
Me too.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're going to give you some pretty privilege here, Derek. We're going to come back and do a second date update just for you, free of charge.
Isn't he pretty?
Wow. We charge the
How does that
ones.
Feel, bud?
I love it.
Yeah. All right, dude. We're going to do it with your second date update right after this. Hold on.
Second date update.
Our listener, Derek, met a beautiful woman at a steakhouse bar.
Wow.
Her friend was called into work that night, so couldn't make it. And that's when Derek, like a gentleman, offered to eat dinner with her.
Oh, this is gentleman music, I think.
I thought it was.
Yeah, at first.
Yeah. So they ended up getting one of the best tables in the house with complimentary drinks ready for them. The reason why? Derek wasn't around when she approached the manager asking for a spot in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And when he asked, how did you pull this off? She replied with two words, pretty privilege.
Yes.
Which,
if
you don't know what that is, it's basically where beautiful people in society get extra benefits that none of us uggos could possibly dream of getting gifted to us.
And someone in this room has pretty privilege as well. Jeff.
Well,
I wasn't
really thinking me. Like, Alexis, what's the coolest pretty privilege thing
Alexis.
That's happened to you ever?
In Vegas, I said.
Yeah,
Vegas is great.
Yeah.
Vegas
gets that. Every woman gets that. That doesn't count.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I get that when I go with my girlfriends even now, you know?
Wow.
They're like, hey, overall.
Okay, pretty privilege is being used really loosely right now, I think.
Either way, Derek was impressed with what happened that night. And not only does he want more of that action, he really liked this girl, Emmy, that he met. So we're hoping to hook him up with him one more time.
Oh, my God. I feel like the universe was trying to hook you guys up, Derek. Mm-hmm. We got to help the universe out here.
Anything you want to say to the universe, Derek?
The universe listens.
Yeah, thank you, universe, thus far. Please keep it going.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Okay, manifesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, now let's put a call out into the universe and see if Emmy picks up. Here we go.
Is that how telephones work?
Nah, we're going to pray for the best. We're doing it.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Emmy.
Yeah? Who's this?
We're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Is this Emmy?
Yeah, but why are you calling me?
Are you in a quail sanctuary?
there's like some beautiful rain. Noises yeah. happening where you
we're
are.
We're joking.
I actually have birds.
Oh, we really are. I'm so sorry. I don't want to insult the birds.
So I don't want to waste any of your time here. We're calling you because we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And one of our listeners has asked us to reach out to you because you two had dinner the other night and had a really good time together.
I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. He's hoping to see you again. His name is Derek?
Yeah, I remember him.
Okay.
Well, good.
Oh.
I mean, it's crazy because it's not like you guys planned to be on a date.
No, actually, my friend had canceled for dinner, so
we heard that.
I needed to eat.
We heard a little bit about the story of how you two met and you got a great table in the restaurant. We were wondering if you had any interest in maybe seeing Derek again.
Probably not, if I'm honest.
Okay.
No?
Honesty is good.
We're trying to figure out, is there a reason why? Because he did tell us a little bit about what happened, and, you know, he told us that you asked to get the table yourself.
Well, yeah, he couldn't get the table. Only I could.
Okay, why?
Right.
It's just the way it is.
Did he do anything wrong that night or say something?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's
oh.
just...
Good.
Oh,
okay.
Are you in a relationship? Because we actually didn't cover that.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, and like, I don't know if he asked you.
Honestly, I don't have a boyfriend, but it's just my lifestyle. I just don't think he would understand.
Your lifestyle?
What's your lifestyle?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Are you famous? I've been dying to know. Are you like some celebrity?
No, I mean, I tried to give him a hint, and I don't think he got it.
What hint?
What type of hint?
I told him about pretty privilege.
Pretty privilege?
We did hear that.
Oh, yeah. He said that's why you said you got free drinks and stuff, because you're good looking.
Yeah, nice. Basically, that's what the situation is right now, and I'm using it to my advantage.
What?
Okay. Using it?
I don't get it. Like, why is that
that's a weird term.
How is that a lifestyle?
How do you mean that?
Okay. Currently, I'm a tier 3 pretty privilege.
Tier 3?
Oh,
wait,
who? I didn't know there was... like this.
Who's creating the tiers?
I didn't know who created it, but there's different tiers. Like, tier 1 is getting free entrance to clubs and free drinks.
Okay.
And that's the lowest tier.
Oh, yeah.
That's Alexis.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's Brooke and Alexis.
Hey,
both yeah.
at least
yeah.
we made a tier, Brooke.
Okay. Good point.
And you're tier 3. What does that mean?
It's like where guys pay you to go on vacations to places like St. Bart's and Ibiza.
That's why you're out of town for quote-unquote work?
Well, it's not just me going.
Well, he's going too. Another guy, right?
So do you mean it's like a sugar baby sort of situation
yeah.
where guys pay you to like go on trips with you?
It's not sugar baby. It's not at all what that is.
Oh. It sounds exactly like that.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
No, it's me and a group of girls. There's like 5 or 6 of us. We just get invited on these trips, and they'll pay us $10,000 to $20,000 just to be there for photos.
What?
$10,000 to $20,000
on top of paying for your trip?
Uh huh.
Oh, you're like a model, sort of. You have to be, right?
Duh, Alexa. She said pretty privileged.
There's tiers.
This is tier 3.
I think Alexa.
Why are you posting hotter pictures and taking us on a model?
Tier 1's pipe down over there. We're talking to tier 3.
What?
Keep going. I'm sorry, Emmy. How does this work? You get paid 20 grand just personally to show up?
Uh-huh. We get in our bikini, take a few quick pictures together, like hanging on the boat with drinks, and then that's it. The rest of the vacation is comp for us.
What?
Just for pictures?
Is it bad that I'm jealous of the guy, too?
And they're clothed pictures. It's not like
I can understand that you clearly have a lot of good stuff going on in your life, but going back to Derek, I mean, he... Oh.
Yeah, Derek's not.
Did you have a tickle in your throat there or something?
I'm guessing you can't have a boyfriend or be in a relationship while you're doing this.
I mean, he likes you.
Yeah, that's great and all, but I'm not actively looking for a boyfriend or anything like that. My life is just, I'm being on private jets, and yachts and staying in shape.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's like a full-time job.
Well, maybe you'll send us, like, a sign-up sheet for where the pretty privilege thing
Jeff,
is.
It works like that. No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
you didn't even make a tear.
Okay. If we can't do that, maybe something else what we can do is get you on the phone with Derek right now.
I'm here.
Because he's on the other line listening. Yeah, there he is.
I'm like, hey, what's up, Emmy?
Oh, coming in hot.
I mean, it's pretty awesome that you're doing, you know, yacht trips in the Bahamas. Like, that's incredible.
It's St. Bart's. You should have been listening closer.
Oh. Yeah.
The Bahamas are for tier twos.
Look, I think that's awesome. I could come with you. I mean, I also know.
No. Okay. No, but I'm going to go. Good luck. Bye, guys.
You can't hang out yet.
Hold on.
But Emmy, hold on. Like, I would love to hang out with you again. I thought we had a really good conversation. Second, like, I know a guy who could give us, like, 50% off on, like, zip line tours in Costa Rica.
Oh.
Derek, that's so nice of you, but I'm going to go.
Uh-huh. But yeah, hold on. Like, I know a dude who can give us, like, booze cruises.
Okay,
you
can stop with that.
I mean, Derek, you need to just stop asking and let the professionals take over. So, Emmy, I mean, can you admit that you had a nice time with Derek when you hung out with him?
You're really trying.
We did, but we should just leave it there, and I'll always have that memory of you, Devin.
That's romantic. almost got Derek's name right.
Yeah, it's Derek.
It's Derek. It's actually Derek.
Are you driving a four-wheeler?
I couldn't hear you over that. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Listen to me. I think this is going to have to be the one time in your life where you just put all that money and free trips and yachts and private jets to the side.
Oh, yeah. That's easy to move over.
Just for a second and look into your heart.
Oh, what do you see in your heart, Emmy?
And I think there's a space for Derek in there.
My heart says, I don't think so. Thank you.
Your heart has a different voice. Okay. I know you like free stuff, Emmy. That's for sure. And we would give you a free date that we pay for if you meet up with Derek one more time.
How many times are you going to ask?
As many times as it takes.
No. What does the free date include? Oh.
Well, usually we do like a gift card to a restaurant. Or...
Jeff, she just literally laughed.
You know what?
She's
laughing.
Okay.
You got to give it up, man.
I'm throwing in the towel. I'm waving the white flag. Yeah. It's not going to work.
Wait. You said a gift card.
Still funny.
Okay. Humor doesn't always win her over.
All right. I feel terrible about myself now.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, Derek, I'm sorry, man. It doesn't sound like we're going to get you a date here.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but you know what? What a one-time date you had.
Yeah.
It'll live in my heart forever, Devin.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
My feelings are still hurt after she just laughed at our gift cards.
Yeah, but Jeffrey, you've never had a listener laugh so hard at you before.
Yeah,
I mean, it's an honor.
Usually they laugh after they receive the gift card.
No.
She laughed just at the mention of one.
Yeah, funny. She's living in a world we don't know.
25 bucks off of Fuddruckers?
Yeah.
Come on. At least wait till it's in your hand before you laugh.
She's not Google searching coupon codes like we are.
Well, we just saw the ugly side of pretty privilege today.
Yeah, we did.
And I did not like it one bit.
Wow. You didn't?
No.
You're just jealous.
Yeah.
I am too.
I'll admit it.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of those tier threes are out there, but come visit us in the studio sometime.
Got it.
Yeah. Or get your limo to drop us off.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want to do, however you want to get here. But if you missed any of that second date, make sure to send your prettiest friend or family member over to the Brooke and Jeffrey podcast. You can check it out on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get yours, and hear all of our second dates along with our other tier three segments that we offer on this show.
Let's be honest about our tiers.
Okay. Yeah. That's a tier, half of a tier maybe.
Yeah.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Ladies and gentlemen, We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.